Good morning and welcome into our Wednesday edition of Ag Talk. This is Bill Rice along with Ed Lentz. Today, Ed, it's hay cutting time.
Yeah, there is an ideal time to cut hay. However, most of the time here in Northwest Ohio, it's when the weather is going to allow me to cut it and get it dry. So we can talk theoretically, if there's a perfect world and you can just shut the water off and have the sunshine, what would you like to do? Now, if you're growing alfalfa, being the premium type of hay, we like to cut it when it's 10% bloom. Now, you know we're not out there measuring exactly 10, 20, 30. So basically, when you start seeing those first blooms on that alfalfa plant, you're at 10% out there. The thing about in cutting hay, it's a compromise, and particularly for alfalfa. It's a perennial plant, and if we treat it right, it's going to provide hay for us for anywhere from 5 to 7 years. If we treat it wrong, it may only last 2 to 3 years. But it's a compromise between three different things to succeed in that alfalfa giving us good quality hay, a good yield, and then persisting. And that's the three things we have to look at. We know if we cut it later, we get really good yield. Our quality goes down, and the animals may not eat it and may not get as much energy from it. If we cut it for quality, we want to cut it early, but then we won't get as much yield, and we may have to buy other hay to supplement our needs. And then, of course, the persistence kind of goes along with this, too. The longer you wait, the more reserves can be built up, the better your stand's going to last. So our compromise of all of this is 10% bloom. It's not ideal for any one of them, but it's good and fine for all three of those things that we're compromised in between. That's a little different if we look at grasses. Grasses, it depends on the species. The most common grass species we grow around here in hay, for hay or a mix of alfalfa, it's going to be orchard grass, tall fescue, or rye grass. If you cut those ideally, if you only got a grass pasture, you want to get it at boot, and that's before the head completely emerges or when the head is just beginning to emerge. And the reason for that is once that seed head is completely out, that plant's going to deposit lignin fiber all along that stem. It's going to be less digestible on that. So we're trying to get it where the animal can utilize that grass the best. Now, if you have something like a brome grass out there, you're going to have to wait to cut it until the flowers are completely flowers or you won't get new growth. So some things to think about. If we had a perfect time, this is when we'd be cutting our alfalfa and our grasses.
Thank you, Ed, for Ag Talk. This is Bill Rice along with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.